I'm thankful that I escaped the bullet and that I'm free from war.
Sarah and her family are from Syria. Outside a Buffalo Common Council hearing earlier this week, she shared her story of escaping violence and civil war, taking refuge in Lebanon and then Jordan. After a lengthy vetting process, the family was able to come into the United States and settle in Buffalo. Fellow Syrians, as well as natives of several other Middle Eastern nations, could be barred from entering the U.S. under an executive order expected to be signed by President Donald Trump. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz says that would slam the door in the faces of people looking to escape violence, not bring it.
The president has shown in his first few days in office that he was going to honor a lot of his commitments on the campaign trail, including those that I think are in some ways un-American in nature.
Poloncarz says refugees who have settled in the U.S. did not quickly rush over here. Like Sarah and her family, they underwent a lengthy interview process.
It's not as if these people are applying and are entering the United States within 6 weeks. For most of them, it's greater than a year. Some of them, it's 18 months or more. And the reason that is the case is because our State Department is doing an exceptional level of vetting on these individuals, their family members, and the like to ensure that they're not terrorists.
Critics of Trump's position on Muslim refugees say there's no evidence backing fears that letting them in welcomes an invasion of terrorists. The libertarian-leaning Cato Institute says the odds of dying in a terror attack by an asylum seeker are 1 in 2.73 billion per year. The odds of being killed by a refugee in a terrorist act, according to Cato, are 1 in 3.6 billion. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.